Oh, nah. What it is your boy, your boy, man. Back one more time with this wild Cliff Notes for the Bible, for real, nigga. What it is. Hey, I just want to thank everybody who's been listening thus far, man, and I just appreciate you, man. You know the two things we got to do. Where we at? We at chapter what? 24? Yeah, I want to say we at chapter 24. Chapter 24, pretty interesting chapter. You know, we about to get into that right there. I just want to tell everybody thank you, man. Much appreciated. You know what I'm saying? I truly, truly hope somebody, somewhere can really, like, you know, dig the messages and, you know, help somebody pick up that book. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be here today. You know, I speak for myself, just my audience as well as myself. So thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here today, Lord, and continue to work on us and help us to grow in you, Lord. Continue to bond with this relationship of spreading your word out through these Cliff Notes for the Bible, Lord. You know what I'm saying? And allow these Cliff Notes to get understood, Lord, and let it, you know, spark interest of someone out there to read it. You know what I'm saying, Lord? I come to you. You know, I come just as I am. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm reaching out for those, you know what I'm saying, just as they are. You feel me? And, you know, I ain't really, you know, I'm leaning on you, man. I'm leaning on you. And I thank you for having faith in me. And I continue to have faith in you. And I pray that, you know, you just continue to work it out for me, man. And I'm riding with you. Good, bad, and ugly, man. Anything I forgot, Lord, help me out. All the glory and honor shall be done. Praise should go unto you and only you. Steve's a minimal blessing, your son. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Part one, part two. Man, I just want to let y'all know, man, I really, really do appreciate y'all. Because like I say, man, this is, in some aspects of this, hold on, let me wild up. You right, I'm tripping. I took too long with that shit. My bad, my nigga. Here we go. Yeah. I just want to let y'all know I appreciate y'all for real, because this is something just from my heart, you know what I'm saying? If y'all paid attention to any of them, or if you kept up with any of the episodes, and to this point, you know that I've said in one of them, I'm not sure which one, you got to apologize, I smoke, as you can see. I said that I grew up in the church, and I did, you did, can't take that away. Nor will I ever hide that, because those are my roots, you feel me? And I also grew up in the hood, West Side, Beeham to be exact, you feel me? And those are my roots too, and I never turn my back, you feel me? My bad. First one for a minute, man. Yeah, I gotta bear with me sometime on that. But, you know, I went to church, but I fell asleep, you know, like a lot of people may have, you know, when I was younger. They were spitting that word out, you know what I'm saying? Just really didn't catch me, you know. Sunday school, I think I paid attention a little bit, but to actual sermons, I think I went to sleep on more sermons than I heard. I ain't even gonna lie to you, because, and even when I got grown, it was still kind of a hard time on certain people to sit up and listen to them talking and everything, so. When I tell y'all, this is like a spiritual freestyle that I'm doing. Like, I might go over the chapter that I'm doing, but I don't have no notes in front of me. I ain't writing stuff down. I ain't re-rehearsing, recording. Like, oh yeah, that'll sound good. Let me put this in here. Oh, let me take that out. It's just straight up go. You know what I'm saying? From my heart to yours. You know what I'm saying? And something that I felt like God just put on my heart to do. And He said, within the process of it, I will get better. I know it's a lot of bloopers in here. It's a lot of times where I done said shit the wrong way and probably missaid some shit and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of that in there. You know, and on my thing, it says, you know, I got it where it's like poor quality, you know, because I'm doing this with my phone. It really ain't got like the equipment to really, you know, make a, you know, authentic, like, smooth sound. But it might be poor quality, but the content is very rich. It is. It's rich man content, food for the soul. Anything for the soul can turn you rich, because once you feed your soul, man, you see everything else will kind of take its place. All right, I invented enough off the topic. Now let's get into the topic, which is chapter 24. All right, chapter 24, chapter 23 is when Sarah passed away. All right, and after that, I think Abe made his business to kind of like zone in on Isaac a lot more, you know what I'm saying? And he wanted to make a move towards the happiness of Isaac and towards him to console him in a way over getting over his mom's. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I think mom died when Isaac was like about 20, 28, 29. You know what I'm saying? So in that time frame between here and now, I know Abram is noticing how it's affecting Isaac. And Isaac's getting older. He 28, 29, you know. Still ain't got no wife or nothing like that, you know. I think he might be ready to kind of, you know, get into some things, you know what I'm saying? Get into female relations that, you know, that intertwine and that we can only do it with the opposite sex, you know what I'm saying? And I think A peeped that at. But A was a lot older on this one, you feel me? I think Abe, like, really acting like he old now. Like, when he was in his 70s and in his 100s and probably raising Isaac, he was still going. He was still moving, still can move around and stuff like that. But I think in chapter 24, in this part, it's kind of set up to where he kind of, like, maybe a little bit more bedridden. You know what I'm saying? Because it started off with him getting... Now, once upon a time, before he had any kids, he was saying that Eleazar from Damascus would be the heir over his house. This may be the servant that's going to do something for him. He got a servant that he finna ask to go do a big, big favor for him. So, you know, he called that servant in. I want to say this is the guy because he said this is the person who was... over all Abe stuff, you know what I'm saying? Who was basically watching everything and keeping inventory, keeping everything up for him, you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking Abe at an age where he ain't really moving around like that, because it's kind of like he make him give him this, I want to say like an old man oath back then, you know what I'm saying? for real, because he told him when he came in there, he wanted him to put his hand up under his thigh. And this ain't no homo shit. This ain't no gay shit, man. You know what I'm saying? When it come to God, we got to alleviate the relationship with him and his people. We got to alleviate the whole mannerism of men doing stuff that's considered gay. Because, I mean, the gay shit nowadays, talk about that for a sec before I get in there. Because there's going to be some stuff in this Bible that if you look at it from the sensitive eyes of today's men, you would consider it gay. Yeah, I say it's sensitive. Simply because, like, nowadays it's at a point, man, if I'm me, because I'm a straight man, I'm a heterosexual man all the way 150%, dog. Love pussy, nothing else but pussy. And that's on everything I got. My life is my testimony, bro. I know what I did and what I ain't did. You feel me? But with God, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't even tell another man as a heterosexual man, I love you, without you looking gay. without it sounding like you coming off gay. And it is a such thing as brotherly love, you feel me? And it doesn't involve any of us fucking putting this shit in nobody's ass or nut shit like that. Or nobody taking shit in the ass or putting shit in their mouth. You know, none of that shit, because, like, it's an honest, like, I can have a I love you and it be nothing more than that. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed, bro. I grew up in a situation like where I'm playing sports and stuff. I didn't come across that, because, like, if it happened, it didn't happen around me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm blessed to really say, like, I started playing ball when I was in Little League, because these dudes taught me how to be more of a man than anything, dog. They taught me how to grow up and handle this life. Being from the west side of Behind, because that shit could get real. They taught me more of that than taught me how to be feminine in that matter, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so when I speak of certain stuff, I want to be able to tell it to my audience without them getting cringy or getting kind of like, why he put his hand up on his thigh, or why he kissed that man, or why they hugging so tight. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was at a time frame where you can show manly love, you know what I'm saying, with a kiss, you feel me? And I know right now that's just like all out the way. Niggas can't even conceive it. Like I say, it's a sensitive world today. And so much of homosexuality wanting to be on display because it's been off the radar. You know, homosexuality, you'll see, even when we get more into this Bible, it's even in the Bible time. So it's nothing new. You know what I'm saying? I can't say it's nothing new. And God say love everybody, because it's people who, we're going to get into some stories where it's like something called eunuchs. Okay, I'm not sure if any of y'all are familiar with eunuchs, but eunuchs is basically a dickless man. Yeah, they get their shit cut off. So, in my mind, this personal perception, I have to kind of notate that so y'all know that this ain't fact. This is just something that, putting shit together, I kind of like come up with. Eunuchs back then could be considered some of the first like gay people, because the only way that they can really experience any pleasure is to get fucked in their ass. I mean, if you think about it, you have no dick. That is your, you know what I'm saying, instrument to use for sexual orientation or whatever the fuck. You don't have that no more, nigga. Guess what, you know? And it was a submissive thing, you know? Because eunuchs came when kings wanted people in their house, but they didn't trust them niggas, you know what I'm saying? So they cut that shit off, you feel me? But a lot of them kings from other nations were on their homo shit too, you feel me? It wasn't on no like feminine homo shit, more like some of these niggas out of prison homo type shit, or some of these niggas in prison homo type shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the aggressor, and this ain't to be speaked about as far as me being like, you know what I'm saying, this ain't homo, this is, you the homo, you're the girl, I'm just a man just getting over, you know what I'm saying, shit like that, you feel me? But when it came to God, man, that's out the window, cause like, he really wants men to be men, and at the end of the day, for two men, especially, because when one of you has to submit to the other man in a relationship, dog, that's a hoe. You a hoe, cuz. That's, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to get too touchy, because I want everybody to be able to listen to, you know what I'm saying? But it's people out there, for real, the homosexuals out there who up front with it, them the ones usually ain't no problem. The only ones that's a problem like that is the ones that's over aggressive, that feel like every man they can get. Them niggas is the ones I have a problem with. You can do whatever you want to with your lifestyle. And I ain't the type of person to where somebody who's a homosexual can't sit up and have a conversation with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't cringe with them. You know what I'm saying? I just know what I do and what I don't do. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest, they are some of the most humorous people on the planet. They'll keep you laughing more than anybody. And they are some of the most happy people. The most jolly, I guess, hence the fourth gay. You know what I'm saying? Because gay mean happy. So them niggas do stay pretty fucking happy. You know what I'm saying? And they can be more disciplined in relationships than monogamous people. So I have no knock against them. You know what I'm saying? I just know what I do and what I don't do. And when they link up to this word of God, it's for everybody, because just like gay people got their shit, nigga, I used to be fascinated with, fascinated with it. I was fascinated with stealing. Stealing is fucking wrong, cuz. I don't care how you tangle it or twist it, you feel me? Like, only time you catch me putting my hands on stuff if my family need it. And I look at it like God will understand. That's going to be the judgment between me and God. I'm not going to let man judge me on that one, because this is for my family. You know, if it's for my family and it got to go down like that, guess what? It's for my family. They got to go down. Apparently, I ain't got too many alternatives, because I try some other alternatives before reaching for that. But them the only situations, like, I don't take from nobody. I treat people how I want to be treated. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just want everybody to know you embraced in this channel, man. I don't want it to be no bad thing. You feel me? Like I said, because gay people, they follow rules better sometimes. Some of God's rules better than what we do. You know what I'm saying? People who are straight. So it's about everybody learning from everybody, you know, not judging nobody, you know what I'm saying? And letting God pull them out of whatever they got going. If you notice, if you just started loving on people and just accept them for where they are, and, you know, just talk to them and love them from where they at, some of the things that you may think might be contradicting or things they might need to work on, you'll see they'll do that on their own without you even asking them for anything. So I just kind of want to get that type of environment, you know, on this channel. I don't think I did any bashing like that to homosexual people. You did. I bashed Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah was like way more than homosexual. When it comes to Sodom and Gomorrah, they was exceedingly wicked, dog. They were doing more than just fucking other men. They was just, they got off the chain with the shit, cuz. But I will bash churches of man. I have no fuck about how they feel. Like, because you don't have no fuck about how you treating God's people who really, really need to hear a rhema word from them, and y'all bullshitting with it. And y'all bullshitting with the word of that. So you get it how you live, cuz. Or everything. Enjoy the game while the game good, because you know the house always going to win. And God is the ultimate house of everything, motherfucker. But anywho, I went off. I'm so sorry, man. Look, I took a little hiatus, and I ain't been on this whole hot set. So you getting a little bit more chop chop, because last time I did, I think like 19 minutes, man. It was shorter than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I do be wanting to have a little rap session with you and everything. Like, but anyway, we are on chapter 24. Sorry about that. Getting in the beginning of that. Let Blunt go out there. Like, hold on. I know that's about sex time. I done double flick. I'm going to give me another lighter, man. Calm down. Calm down. Chapter 24. All right. But I ain't been enough. But look, when we talk about this stuff, it's kind of like, oh, man. Oh, I'm finna get into it. So the eldest servant came to the house. You know what I'm saying? And Abe, like, man, I need a big, big favor from you, my guy. I need you to go to my homeland, go to my kinfolk, and I want you to go find a wife for my son in my homeland. Please do that for me. And he said, And the servant was like, okay, but what if the woman doesn't want to come this way? You feel me? You want me to bring Isaac back this way? Hey, like, motherfucker, you better not bring him back. You beware. This nigga said beware, so he was dead serious. Beware that you don't bring my son back this way. Don't bring him back to this land. You know what I'm saying? The Lord that I love, the Lord that promised me this land and me and my seeds, that been keeping us thus far, that brought him along, that brought Isaac along, he gonna send an angel. I promise you, he gonna send an angel out that way to prosper your way. He gonna make sure everything go down the way it's supposed to go down. All right. So the servant put the hand up under the thigh, and he made that swear. He made that oath. He promised him. All right. Hey, if I got you, man, I'm gonna go ahead. I don't know how, you know, because if you look at it from the servant's point of view, he's going totally to a land he has never been to before. And he is expected to buy the wife. And this is a big deal, cuz. This ain't no, like, you know, this is somebody's wife, cuz. This is somebody's wife. Somebody that they're going to have to be with for the rest of their life. You know what I'm saying? Bruh, this is like a serious decision. And this is like Abraham's son. This is Isaac. This is the one that's getting everything. And you got to choose that wife. So I can imagine that servant is kind of fucking nervous. He's really a little nervous. But this servant is going to be another person. Because in, I believe, one of the chapters with Ishmael, the one where Ishmael and them got kicked out, and they had to kind of, you know, start their own nation out in the wilderness and shit like that, because Sarah kicked them out. But Ishmael showed how strong of a relationship him and Abe had, and how much Abe fed God into him. Because when the tongue going got rough, he knew to call on the name of the Lord, and the Lord heard him. Because in that chapter, I want to say, maybe when was Isaac born, chapter 21? Was it 21? I think it was. Whenever Isaac was born, you feel me? Around that same chapter, Sarah kicked him out. And his mama ran off on him and shit like that. Basically, finna let him die. But he called upon the name of the Lord. And the Lord heard him. You feel me? Well, I brought that up just to say, in this particular chapter, the servant does something of the similar mannerism, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, he's a little nervous going out to this land that he ain't never been to before and going to pick out this man's wife. But he did that. He went and got 10 camels, you know what I'm saying? So he got 10 folk to ride with him, or maybe 9. He said he got 10 camels, so let's just say he got 9, because it was a total of 10. So he got 9 more people to ride with him, and he headed out there, you feel me? So being a little nervous, and he leaned on the relationship that he developed from watching and being around and hearing Abram. Because in this tough time of making this decision, what he did was he took the camels and he went over by the well where he knew all the girls were going to be coming to pitch the water and come and get the water at. And he started to pray. He started to pray to the Lord. And it was like, Lord of my master, I pray that you prosper my way. You know what I'm saying? And to let me know that you prosper my way, if whichever young lady is the one that I ask her for a pitcher of water, and she say, I will give you some, and I give your camel some also, then Lord, let that be the one. Let that be the one that you've chosen for your servant Isaac, Lord. You know what I'm saying? And I asked these and men more blessed. And before he could finish and get to amen, guess what happened, cuz? Man, this fine-ass motherfucker named Rebecca started walking back up. No bullshit, cuz. They just over in the homeland, because they don't know none of these women from a can of paint, my G. For real, man. And Rebecca walk up before he could even finish. This is how, okay, man, this is how Trill got here. Cause I don't care what nobody say, that's Trill. He heard the prayer before the man could even finish saying it. Here come, so he already, bro, this ain't no like, you know what I'm saying? He just got a portal and just put her right next to him, you know what I'm saying? No shit like that, cuz this is like, he's already planning it. Like, she's already walking up this way as he's praying. And he don't even know that the one walking up this way as he's praying, cuz he's praying, he ain't paying attention. He praying. He don't even know that the one that he walking up and he asked for finna walk right past his ass. So boom, you know what I'm saying? She walked by, and he saw her, and she was fine. Whenever they say the damsel was very fair, that means she finer than a motherfucker, okay? So when you read that shit, just remember that fair shit means she fine as the fuck. That don't mean she like what we consider fair. She, yeah, all right, hell no, nigga. This mean that she is fine as the fuck, dog. So they walked by, she walked by, and they saw she, you know what I'm saying, she was fine as hell. But what they didn't know, you know what I'm saying, is that she was a virgin too. So, you know what I'm saying, she ain't even had no taste of no dick or nothing like that, though, you feel me? And now, it's kind of all on the teachers, because, like, at that time frame, when somebody, you know, a dude, you know what I'm saying, respect the dude, ask for something, women got it for him. And they was willing to show that, you know what I'm saying, we going to look out for you and everybody that's with you. You know what I'm saying? So he had asked her. When he had seen her walk by, he had asked her, you mind if I get, you know what I'm saying, a picture of your water? She was like, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, drink, sir. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, because they drink, my Lord. And I said in the other one, Lord, it's kind of like sir. You feel me? So she was like, go ahead and drink, sir. You know what? When you finish drinking, I'm going to get some for your camels, too. Nah, okay. Personal perception, just a little humor. She said she was going to get it for the camels. Now, the nine other niggas that were with him, I don't know if they got no water or not, because in the Bible that I read, it don't specify them getting shit. She gave water to the camels, to the dude and to them camels. So, the niggas, you know, they probably had to go find another little dams or something that's walking out there, one of them little freaks or something, try to get them some water, because they ain't say nothing about them. They said the camel, but she did get water for him, and she got it for all his camel, too. So, you know what I'm saying? He tripping for a sec. He watching, you know what I'm saying? She doing what she doing to see. Man, no, Lord didn't just answer that prayer just like that quick, because he couldn't have did that shit like that fast, dog. Is this the one right here? Is she the one? So, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, all right. He had pulled out some bracelets, man, and some earrings. Started pulling out some bling, some jewelry on that ass, you feel me? He pulled that shit out. He asked her, whose daughter are you? Please tell me, I pray thee. You know what I'm saying? Please tell me, who is your daddy? Who is your daddy? Because this is the homeland we're supposed to be in, so who is your daddy? And she said, Bethuel. It's something with a B. Bethuel, I want to say. From Milcah. You know what I'm saying? One of Nahor daughters. One of Nahor motherfucking granddaughters. Because the wife bared the son that bared the daughter. So this is his granddaughter. Yeah, this is one of Nahor's granddaughters right here. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, oh, shit. Hey, no. You say, Nahor your granddaddy? Fuck out of here. Get the fuck out. For real, for real. Hey, let me tell you. He started blessing the Lord. Blessed be the Lord thy God, who has sent me, who me being in the way has sent me to find his thought. Oh my goodness, boy. Oh my motherfucking goodness. And he He was like, my master is Abraham, man. And he sent me up here, you know what I'm saying, to find a daughter for his son. I mean, to find a wife for his son. Find a daughter-in-law, damn it, shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm wondering if you got a room in your house for us to lodge at, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, yeah, we got room for y'all and y'all camera. And we got some straw and stuff for the camels to eat and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they went boom. And Laban got a whiff of the shit. Like, I want y'all to remember the name Laban, okay? Because this is a lame-ass nigga who's going to come up again and show how fucking lame he is. I'm sorry. He is. He's a lame-ass nigga. And y'all going to see why later. I don't like that nigga. Because he pulls some whole shit later. But right now, he is the brother of Rebecca, okay? It's Rebecca. Yeah. I think it's Rebecca. Make sure, you know what I'm saying? But it's his sister, okay? I want to say it's Rebecca. But, alright. He get a whiff of it. They can get him back to the house, you know what I'm saying? They wash their feet, they, you know, clean up and shit like that. They feed the camels and shit. And he go in. And, you know, he was standing outside the door. And Laban peeped him standing outside the door. You know what I'm saying? Because she had asked him who had... Because Laban had asked, you know, Rebecca, you know, where you get this jewelry from, you feel me? And she let him know, you know what I'm saying? He said his master was Abraham, you know what I'm saying? Granddaddy, brother, you know what I'm saying? And he gave him to me, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, you know, he playing a role like Blessed... Come, blessed man of God. Oh, man, you come in here, man. We got room for you in there. Why you standing outside? No, you got to stand outside. We got food and everything, man. Y'all come on in here, man. Enjoy yourself. Get some of these good villas in here, bitch. All right, that's Laban telling them that. So they go in and shit. I don't like him. I still don't like him, man. He seen the jury. All that shit. That nigga, you going to hear. You going to see it in later chapters, man. That nigga ain't no good, cuz. That nigga, he a fuck boy to me. I'm sorry. I know we talking about the Bible, and that's just harsh to say about people in the Bible. But you're going to see, man. That nigga be on some lame shit. Anywho, so he come in, and they got the food for him in front of him and everything. And they about to eat. But the servant was like, before I eat, man, I gotta tell y'all my piece before I eat, you know what I'm saying? He said, I am the servant of Abraham, Nahor brother, your granddaddy brother, okay? And your granddaddy brother has been blessed beyond blessed, you feel me? He got man service and maid service and motherfucking oxen and sheep and camel. This nigga got a lot of shit, dog. No way he get out. He got a lot of shit. He went to Egypt, man. Went to Gera. Motherfuckers just be everywhere he go. Nigga just gave him shit. But anyway, he has been blessed. You know what I'm saying? And Sarah, believe it or not, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she passed away recently. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's all good. Because, you know, everything all about. Cause before she passed away, you know what I'm saying? She gave Abraham a son. You know what I'm saying? Believe it or not. Yeah, at her old age. Yeah, for real. No, it wasn't even powder. It was actually like liquid milk that from the titty. We all thought it would be. We all thought it would be powder. But, you know, it was actually, you know, and she got to see him grow up and everything like that. And when he got older, you know, I just recently came from over there with him, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he chilling, he doing good. He recently, you know, made me promise, you know, to come over here to look for a woman, you know, to be the wife of his son, you know, from his father's house, because he ain't want to fuck with the women. The bitches over there in Canaan, you know what I'm saying? He don't like them hoes over there. He don't want to fuck with none of them, and he don't want his son fucking with none of them hoes. So, you know what I'm saying? He told me to come over here and find one over at his house. And, you know, so I was nervous about the shit, for real, man. I ain't even know how I was going to come look for, you know, this is a big-ass city, man. I don't know which one of y'all was who, and I didn't want to keep going around asking questions, and I ain't from here, niggas get scared and want to try us and shit, like, you know, and it's just 10 of us, you know, we ain't trying to start nothing, but shit, we'll finish some shit, but... Excuse me. That's neither here nor there. You know what I'm saying? So I was just saying, man, I was a little nervous. So I prayed. I prayed to the Lord and I asked him, man, you know what I'm saying? If you would, man, to help me find the young lady for my master son, man. Let her be the one that if I ask her for a pitcher of water, she give me a pitcher of water and give my camels too. And before I could even say amen and finish my prayer, Rebecca walked up. And then I asked Rebecca for a pitcher of water and she gave me a pitcher of water and said, you know what? I get some to your camels too. But them niggas, I don't know them niggas over there. I don't want to get them no water. But I give them to the camels. I like animals, you know what I'm saying? I get to the camels. So she gave me some water and she gave all 10 of the camels some water, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, Lord, this is the one right here. And then I came. And then I asked her who she was, and she said Nahor was her granddad. And when she said Nahor was her granddad, I'm like, damn, that's A, bro. And then when I was like, that A, bro, I like, damn, we finna get, this is the one right here. So when I came and I seen this was the one, I went ahead and gave it a juror. And when I gave it a juror, I was like, man, this is the one. So I'm trying to get her to go back to my, you know what I'm saying? Because he told me that if I go and y'all say she can't go, then I ain't gotta be, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna get fucked up by God. But he said, if I don't go and I bring my son, his son back, he was gonna fuck me up. So I ain't trying to get fucked up. I'm just trying to get the right one. So I can be the, cause I done seen, you heard what happened to Sodom Gomorrah? Man, we saw that shit, man. That shit was fucked the fuck up. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? We done seen God do a lot of stuff along the way. And I ain't trying to have that happen to me. So just let me know if you cool with it. I'm going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, take her with me. If not, then it's cool. I just want to let you know that I just want to make sure we're going to put everybody in front. We got witnesses. If you say no, everybody here, I got 9 other motherfuckers with me that's going to say the same thing and say that y'all said no. So I ain't going to have no problem. And God ain't going to fuck with me like that. He going to fuck with you like that. Because this is something God put on Abram's heart to come here. So if God put on heart, that's why we everything. We doing all this shit because God said it. You know, if God didn't say it, then we probably wouldn't even fuck with the shit. But God said we need to do this shit. So I'm just trying to see before I even eat, bro. Which way we going with this shit? You know what I'm saying? And Bethuel, who's the daddy, and Laban with his lame ass, who's the brother, you know what I'm saying, was like, well, you know, you say God was the one who put it on Abram's heart? Yeah, God was the one. God did it. Well, if God said it, you know, we heard, yeah. We heard about God. Did you hear about the flood in it? Yeah, we got stories for you, cuz. We know about God and all. Oh, yeah. God said, we can't go. We can't say nothing good or nothing bad. We're gonna let it do what it do, man. We're going to let it go ahead and go. You know what I'm saying? And the servant was crumped because he went and he just off a prayer. The first one off the prayer, boom, that's the right one. Couldn't even finish the prayer and found the right one, man. He is stoked. He is happy. He bowed down and he started worshiping the Lord. Like, that's, I tell you, Abram's connection with all the people that was around him was heavy with God. They recognized and knew who God was as well. You know what I'm saying? So, boom, you do that. They eat. They chill out. You know what I'm saying? Smoke a little bit and everything like that. He give Rebecca some more jewelry. He give her some more earrings and shit. And he give her some clothes, some new shit. You feel me? So and they spent the night there. You did. But when they woke up, you know what I'm saying? The servant was ready to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, head back that way to Isaac. You know what I'm saying? So he can go and finish this shit, you know what I'm saying? So he was like, about that time, you know what I'm saying, we were gonna go and head out. And the mama, you know what I'm saying, and the brother, it didn't say the daddy, you know what I'm saying, said the mama and the brother was like, please, let us stay for a little while longer. Cause, oh, I forgot to mention, when he gave Rebecca some shit, he gave them some shit too. Like, he gave them some jewels and some bling bling type shit too, some like precious shit. So it's just some shit that they ain't gonna be able to find nowhere. So they might be trying to, cause they was like, oh, won't you let us stay for at least a week and a half before y'all go, man. We, you know what I'm saying? The mama, I can understand she gonna miss her daughter. She done raised her, and then this man just came from out of nowhere one day, you know what I'm saying? Unexpected. Hey, I'm here to take your daughter with me to, you know what I'm saying, marry somebody, and we finna go, and she gonna be gone, cause, like, that could be heavy for a mama, but what the brother for, you know what I'm saying, what Laban got to do with it? Nah, nigga, you trying to hit up some more shit, cause you show me you a kind artist, so I don't trust your motherfucking ass one bit, nigga, you trying to see if you can get some more shit up out that nigga. Anyway, my bad. Vent a little bit. You gonna see Laban later, man. You gonna see him later on everything. In Genesis, nigga. We ain't even gotta wait to Exodus. In Genesis, you gonna see how lame this nigga is. But the server was like, no, man, don't hold me up, man. You know what I'm saying? Because if I tell, because I'm going to tell him the master's story straight out. You know what I'm saying? If I tell him straight out and we had to wait a week and a half, you know, they're going to be nervous. They're going to think I did something. I ain't trying to be in the way no how, man. I really want to go and get this done, man. Because, like, low-key, man, Isaac really been hurt, you know what I'm saying, since mom passed away, man. And Abe really, 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 really wants to find someone from his homeland to be able, because he feel like they the only ones that going to feel where he coming from. These Canaanite women, all they going to see is the bread that he got, and they going to want the wrong shit. But if somebody from his homeland going to really understand who he is, and I really want to help him out, man. That man hurt, cuz he walk around with his head down. All he do is just go worship God and go back home and lay down and shit. He might smoke a blunt with you. He might. Every now and then. But he don't really get out. He even smoke. He used to smoke all the time. Now he don't even get out. Smoke with us like that, man. That nigga hurt, cuz. So, like, don't hand him away, man. Let me go and take him. And it was like, well, you know what, man? Let's ask her. And if she say she want to chill out for a week and a half, y'all ain't got no choice but to wait. How about that? Like, that's cool. Let's ask her then. So they asked Rebecca. This man said he's ready right now to go ahead and take you, like, away. But we told him that, you know, you would want to spend at least like a week and a half with us just to kind of say goodbye and to kind of just, you know, we could just chill with you. I mean, you're going to be gone. You're going to be gone, and we just wanted to chill, and we know that you want to do that, right? This is something that you want to do too. And Beck was like, nah, I kind of want to go ahead and go with him, you know what I'm saying? I want to go ahead that way, you know what I'm saying? So I'ma head that way, you dead with him. You know what I'm saying? And she went. And when they went and they got close to what Isaac was, because Isaac was finna go out into the field. I wanna say Bethlehem. Don't get me to say that name. I fuck it up, and I know I'm gonna fuck it up, so I'm not even finna say it. But he go, finna get ready to go worship. And it's kind of like close in the area, I want to say, of the field of where Sarah was. You know what I'm saying? So, and he seen, like, all the camels coming. You feel me? Because she had her and a maidservant with her. And you got the other, you know what I'm saying, 9 people that went with him with the camels and shit. So, when she seen them, you know what I'm saying, she was like, who is that fine motherfucker right there? He's like, that my master right there. That's the son right there. She's like, oh, that's him right there. Oh, I got to cover up. I got to cover up. You know what I'm saying? He can't see me like this. He cannot see me like this. You know what I'm saying? So she started covering up and shit. And they got close to him. And when they got close, the servant told Isaac, you know, the whole story, the whole rundown about how he was nervous, how God prospered the way he prayed to him before he finished the prayer. They go back right there, then go back to the house. There's Nahor, granddaughter, and so boom, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me, I'm under the weather a little bit. A little cold out here, you did. When we gonna get it? Because it's the word of God, right? You know what I'm saying? But for chapter 24, you know what I'm saying? This is where he meets her, and he sees her, and he loves her, and he marries her. And, you know, this is the consoling that he got to help him. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, God put a woman in his life not to replace the woman, you know, because the mother and the wife are like two different lines, you know what I'm saying? But to love, because your mom, you just think about how to treat a lady, not in the sense of fucking, but how to treat a woman, how to treat a lady. That, in a sense, can be your first girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, in how to treat a lady. How to go and take somebody out. You know what I'm saying? A mom should be prepping you for that. How to treat a lady. So when you get a lady in your life, she can't replace the mother because they're in two different lanes. But the love, the strong love that you get from a woman, you know what I'm saying? It can be filled. You feel me? And I think that they got filled when he met his wife. And that's how it kind of ends, you know. Now, when he meets her and he married, I'm pretty sure it's some fucking going on. It may have even been before, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling, you know, because, hey, it's all in love, man. It's all in love. Oh, yeah, like, they get married and they have a strong relationship. I know that much. So, whether it was before or after they got married, I know they loved each other and they came at a good time for both, you know what I'm saying, I believe. Because Rebecca was up for the opportunity, so had to be the thrill of what was out there was bigger than what was at the house. If she didn't even want to wait a week and a half, I don't think she was really missing home like that. She was really desiring something bigger than what she was getting at the house, so I think the opportunity was big for both of them. And you'll see. You know there's some heavy fucking going on because she gonna have a twin car. So, yeah, they did their thing. You know what I'm saying? But that is the end of chapter 24. In a nutshell. Oh, man, I hope y'all enjoyed it, man. Chapter 25, man. Yeah, that's the next one, man. It's an interesting chapter. You know what I'm saying? I might do a little breakdown before chapter 25 to kind of go within the storyline on how it's going. Because chapter 25, we kind of passed the baton from Abraham to Isaac. You know what I'm saying? In the midst of God's family tree, walking down the line of it, you know what I'm saying? So, really do want to give a recap, thank you, a little bit better, recap, there we go, of Abraham as we walk into Isaac, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. I see. Oh, man. Sorry about that. Until the next time we meet, we're going to get it in like that, though. Chill.